For thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, hast revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee an house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, My name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. Prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And it was so, that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there for ever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria his master has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee, that thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof thou hast said that thou wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. What supplication soever shall be made of any man, or of all thy people Israel, when every one shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house, then hear thou from the heavens their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. Then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Now, my God, let, I beseech thee, thine eyes be open, and let thine ears be attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Then the priests, the Levites, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, even unto heaven. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and his prayer unto his God, and the words of the seers that spake to him in the name of the Lord God of Israel, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. His prayer also, and how God was entreated of him, and all his sins and his trespass, and the places wherein he built high places, and set up groves and graven images before he was humbled. Behold, they are written among the sayings of the seers. Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name. And prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God, and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, was the principal to begin the thanksgiving in prayer, and Bukbukiah, the second among his brethren, and Abda, the son of Shammuah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun. Yea, thou castest off fear, and restrainest prayer before God, not for any injustice in mine hands. Also my prayer is pure. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows.
Chief Musician on Neginoth, a Psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. A prayer of David. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. To the chief musician on Neginoth, Maskil, a Psalm of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. To the chief musician upon Neginah, a Psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. The chief musician, a Psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy hear me, in the truth of thy salvation. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. A prayer of David. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. A prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let my prayer be set before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. Maskil of David. A prayer when he was in the cave. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. A Psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness.
The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them.
It may be the Lord thy God will hear the words of Rabshake, whom the king of Assyria his master has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that is left.
Go and say to Hezekiah,
Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years.
Even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people.
Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee.
Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble. Also when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. Thou hast covered thyself with the cloud, that our prayer should not pass through. And I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. Yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thine holy temple, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Shigeonoth. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. To them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation.
And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations a house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And it is written, my house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And when he rose up from prayer, and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, always in every prayer of mine for you all making request with joy for your,
For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober, and watch unto prayer.